views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to the hit show Beyond Grief Radio with Angie Corbett-Kuyper on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you struggling with loss? Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Beyond Grief Radio is a space that explores beyond current self-limiting beliefs surrounding loss, offering radical healing which will come from the least likely of places. Join Angie on her journey, which includes science, medicine, and spirituality, proving that the body is merely a shell of our soul. It is possible to create an amazing life from the depths of pain. It is your life. It is your choice. Now, here's your host.
Welcome, my beautiful listeners, to another episode of Beyond Grief. And again, this is part two of a part two series of Heaven is for Healing, A Soul's Journey After Suicide with Dr. Joe Gallenberger. He is a clinical psychologist. He has had over 30 years of experience. He is in demand internationally as a psychokinesis and manifestation workshop provider. He's a senior trainer at the Monroe Institute, which we'll get into later today. He has created a highly successful MC Squared program, Sync Creation, and lots of books. Welcome. And where I want to start today, you guys, is the second part of Joe's story, which is 20 years after the suicide death of his beloved brother and best friend, Peter. And I'm going to start kind of in an awkward position a little bit, but I just had to share this because I just found it so beautiful and a great way to start. Joe and his daughter had lost their dog. And I love what they both came away from that experience. And they loved their dog. He was a beautiful dog. And what they said, or what Joe says in his book, as we cried together, it was clear that it was a healthy grief for a good dog who had enjoyed a good life. I wish most of us could treat each other like that, grateful. So with that, Joe, welcome to the program again.
Hi there, Angie. How are you doing today?
I am good. And how are you?
I'm doing well. We kind of cold in the mountains of North Carolina today compared to last week. But for part two, why not, right? Christmas is coming.
Exactly. What a great way to introduce. Well, keep warm up there. I'll tell you that. Is it snowed yet up there?
We had ice and some limb breakage, but we're good now.
Oh, the ice. I'd rather have fluffy white snow. But then there is there's the Tao part, you know, appreciate both. But Joe, this is going to be a very interesting segment. And what I've learned throughout your book, and I want to share with my listeners, you guys, there is more. Last week, Joe and I spent a lot of time just on the grief aspect and the pain associated with especially suicide deaths when there are very few, if no, answers whatsoever. And so, Joe, I want to start. I love what you had said. Let's see, where am I? Is, you guys, it's interesting what I'm finding, Joe. The intellectual person, the highly educated person, the scientists, the medicine, the medical, the doctors, the psychologists, you wanted to make it very certain that people who are reading this book, that we are not coming from a place of voodoo magician magic, right?
Yes, correct.
And you mentioned some of the individuals that you have met with who didn't know very much about you or who didn't know very much about Peter. And you mentioned Andrea as one. And what you say is that, let's see, I'm sorry, I've got your whole book tabbed here. Lastly, I would mention that Andrea worked as a successful high-level executive in a major corporation, so is a well-grounded and discerning individual and not taken to flight of fancy. And then there's you, which I love this too. And this is, here is this highly intelligent man who also, Joe, you were skeptical as well, correct?
Yes, I've had experiences we could call spiritual or psychic in my life, ongoing from a young child, but trained as a psychologist, I know research design. I know good research from bad research. And I like to get everything pinned down one can. I do have an affirmation. I celebrate mystery because not everything is explainable. But a lot of times we can get more verification than we might think. So in a situation like this, with communicating and with my brother Pete on the other side, if you will, I would have 5-6 independent sources, none of who have met Pete or talk to each other, being able to report, to kind of cross-check, if you will, as well as my own guidance and messages if coming in on top of that. So it's rather relying on one person's information download. It gets stronger when you can look at it from a number of people's point of view. And of course, that's just me. And then I find this also in line with other information that I've gotten from books like The Reeducation of Billy Fingers, I think is one of them. Bishop Pike lost his son by suicide. I remember reading that in my teens. And they do tend to gel together, much like the near-death experience literature tends to report toward a common experience for people.
Very good. And I agree with you 100%. And what I love about your book and for my listeners, Heaven is for Healing, A Soul's Journey After Suicide, is Joe's newest book. Joe, I look at your book as being not only a true story, but those who might not believe in some of the things we're going to be getting into today could look at it as maybe fiction, nonfiction, but it is also a very good self-help book offering all the tools and resources. I love that and treasure that about your book.
Thank you.
And you will find at the end of his book, you guys, he's given phone numbers, he's given books that he's read, books that has helped him through the journey, several that I have read as well. And Joe, wouldn't you agree? I want to talk a bit just about the aspect of curiosity, because I think it takes a level of curiosity and to be a seeker, to be able to kind of delve into this, you know, this part of life we call death.
Yes, curiosity, I think, is very handy during life to keep life very interesting and to be trying new things and be open to new experiences in the psychokinesis work I do, in the explorations at Monroe Institute and Consciousness, and in this area here. I think the curiosity to be one thing in your toolbox to bring along, that's for sure.
And what do you have to say to those people who just can't get out of their box, if you will, the self-limiting beliefs? And you mentioned a lot in your book and throughout the show, we are going to delve into very deep into the Monroe Institute and into your relationship with Pam and the healing resources and who you've become because of this. What is there any suggestion as a psychologist that people who are so set in their beliefs and not to change, because that's okay too, because I was one of those. How do you get people, if they know they're stuck in, but they can't figure out a way to get out?
Well, if you can provide some reliable sources for them, sometimes people that they trust, sometimes books, like say on the topic of metal bending, some people think that's a magician's trick, but it's been studied in the lab, and I can give them books like The Metal Benders, which was written by two physicists. And in there, there's pictures under electron microscope of how the metal looks different if it's bent by force versus psychokinesis. So some, you know, when you read a dozen books and you begin to see these are by reputable people, some science background, that can help. But often, you know, I'm going to use the example of my mom. She, as we mentioned last time, she was raised very staunch Catholic, so felt Pete would be in hell for all eternity. When I began to report to her what I was experiencing with him on the other side, it immediately provided her with some consolation, because I think it rang the bell of truth to her and also was in line, of course, with her hopes. I, you know, even in my family with strong religious backgrounds, sharing this, most people seem to appreciate it, at least something as a new point of view to begin to entertain, if you will. So there has to be some openness. And like you say, you don't force anybody. But by coming at it various directions with people, conversations with people they trust or books that they read and seem to ring true, that's one way things change. The other is they have their own experience. My wife lost a child at 6 years old to brain cancer. That started her on her route to look at Monroe Institute and explore things because of some of the contacts she had with that child after the child's death. So people often will have that. And it's very common as a psychotherapist, people might say, you think I'm crazy maybe, but I've had a feeling that Uncle Jack has been around, or my mom or my dad or whatever. So these experiences are more common than we think. It's just not talked about too often.
Thank you for that. And yes, you're absolutely right. Because we're afraid. So many stories, you've heard them too. It's like, please don't tell anyone. Mm-hmm. Don't tell anyone. But, you know, this dish dropped off and it was a favorite dish of my husband's. And, you know, and I so agree with that. Hey, we've got 30 seconds, you guys, before going into our first break. And how you can find Dr. Joe Gallenberger is at syncreation.com. Heavenisforhealing.com. You can find all of his books and his new Ocean Heart CD, which goes along with his book. So please feel free to go check him out. And when we come back, we're going to delve into the Monroe Institute.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners, and welcome back to Joe. We are discussing the second part of Heaven is for Healing, a soul's journey after suicide. And this is focusing on the 20 years after Joe's brother had taken his life. And a huge part of Joe's healing and what energized his life, lifted the residuals of his depression and enhanced his creativity, as found on page 40 of his book, Joe, is the affiliation with the Monroe Institute. And first, I want to talk to you about you wanted your brother, Joe Peter, to experience the gateway experience before he died. And he didn't want to do it in life. Is that right?
Yeah, so Gateway is Monroe Institute's premier program. It's the one people usually take first, and I thought it could be helpful to him. But we were willing to pay financially for him to go, but he was reluctant to do that. I wanted him to take it because it had been a real pivotal point in my life. Monroe has been around now for, 40, 50 years. Has been 30,000 people going through 20, 24 people at a time up in the hills of Virginia. And they use a brainwave technology that works very well to bring people into deep meditative states, expanded consciousness states, without a lot of discipline and practice. So, and they have atheists and Buddhists and fundamental Christians and Republicans and Democrats and people from all over the world go there, and there's no dogma. So it's just tools presented there to explore your own consciousness, and, you know, any beliefs are respected, if you will.
See, that is excellent. And what I love, you guys, and is that what Joe is talking about is almost like a proof of these brainwave states. In fact, they use what is an EEG machine, which is an electroencephalograph, which can monitor brainwave states. And I've done a lot of research, you guys, and I've done a lot of my shows. A couple of my shows have focused on solfeggio frequencies, Joe. Uh-huh. And also on the beta, theta, delta, the different brain waves, and how we do need to go back into a more infantile. And that's what happens when we are in sleep, where we can create these different experiences and meet with our loved ones.
Yeah, so we would look at this as first step for most people is to relax and get out of their ego. And the brainwave patterning exercises listened to on headphones, usually people are able to move rapidly into that within the first 5-10 minutes. And then other signals will help with creativity. Other signals will help with being in touch with your guidance or intuition. And then if you go deeper into consciousness or higher, whatever way you want to look at it, then you begin to kind of, if you have the affirmation, love can pierce any veil, you begin to be able to see other realities, including the one that comes after dropping the physical body.
Yeah, beautiful. And do you want to touch on real quick as well, because I know that you became very involved also in the Lifeline part of the Monroe Institute. Now, I know, you know, since then you've moved from a rescuer to more of, what did you call it? You're no longer a rescuer, but more of a guide, but can you explain like the Lifeline just a little bit?
Sure. So I was in the Institute's first Lifeline. This is about 20 years ago. In fact, this occurred right before my brother Pete took his life. And Bob Monroe was looking for proof of physical death, of survival of physical death. So in meditative states, we would meet with energies, people, if you will, who seemed a little bit stuck, still not aware that they had passed or were preoccupied with something on Earth, and tried to get them to help them to move further into the light, if you will. So we were trained to query people about their social security number, where they live, their spouse's name, circumstances of death. This is pre-internet. And when we would go and call a family and say, did you have a child die in a red convertible on a hill last Tuesday or whatever it would be, we'd get confirmation, but it was disturbing to the families. You know, they'd say, yes, but who the heck are you? So there was enough verification that we knew we weren't just making it up. There was actually a show called The Unexplained where a TV crew came in the last few years and filmed an entire Lifeline, took the information they got about souls on the other side, went to the Library of Congress and researched. Some of these are back from the 1800s even, and they found good verification of these events. Nowadays, some people, you know, when we do a Lifeline, it's still an ongoing program. We can use Google to find out whether there had been a death in this particular area under these circumstances, this person's name. So that verification work continues to be important, but more important is the feeling of truthfulness and the healing that occurs in Lifeline. People even reclaim, if you will, parts of themselves. Say I was in second grade and I'm coloring madly on the table on a piece of paper, and a teacher came back by and says, Joe, color between the lines, you'll never be an artist. That could shut down the artistic part of me. And so in this program, you're reclaiming perhaps other lives that you've experienced, but also things from this life. So it's a very healing program and a program of service to other beings. When Pete died, right after the first Lifeline, the trainers of that program, many of the participants, all triangulated on him and sent me stories of what they were finding about his transition. And so that was, again, quite a bit of good verification for me.
And Joe, I'm going to go back to your, what you had said, you know, prior to internet. People would just say, oh my gosh, you're weird. You don't know, how do you know this? And now with Google, like you said, anybody can Google anything. And I think we need to stop here for a moment and talk about the importance of discernment, because there are a lot of people out there throwing a lot of information. And I believe it is so very important. It has been important for me when there are hundreds and hundreds of mediums, you guys, to follow the markers. Like, you probably like Pete, and we'll get into this in a moment, but Joe, it was interesting because kind of Pete led you back, the Monroe Institute, he kind of followed you through that. It was a marker for him to learn what you were doing from the other side.
Yes, so we mentioned Andrea. She was a participant up there. And she came to me after a meditation, said I smelled cigarette smoke in my meditation booth, and saw what she thought was first me, but I looked like a different person a little bit. And what came to her is, you have a brother, Pete. He's come to me and asked if I can take the Gateway program from the other side, if you will, sort of walking along with her during that meditation week. And she said yes. They became fast friends, if you will. Andrea then became a trainer at Monroe Institute. In fact, I trained a program with her about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we were talking about this and how she still feels a connection with Pete now from having taken the Gateway together with him, if you will, him on the other side, her here in the physical.
I love it. And what I love the most, you guys, my beautiful listeners, is these are intelligent, brilliant people that are sharing that a lot of the best part of life is not seen, right, Joe? It's not in the physical. It's what we can't see that makes it miraculous and enjoyable.
Yeah, I think all of it is sacred, and it's amazing here, you know, the miracle of the human hand, the 50 trillion cells in your body each day, hundreds of millions of them replaced, and yet you sing the song of life each day that you're alive. There's miracle here and there's miracle there. It's really of one fabric. Dropping the body is significant. You know, when my mom died, I used to like to smell her hair and feel the warmth of her touch and talk to her in person, but still communication can go on if you are able to establish some link between the veil and you.
Exactly. Oh, beautifully said. And I have to ask you a question. We're getting ready to head on break, you guys, again. And I'm going to introduce another, for this book would not have been probably written, Joe, without this person. And so when we come back, we've got about 30 seconds. When we come back, I want to introduce you all to the most fascinating one of the, I'm not even going to spoil it. Let's just wait till we come back, Joe, and we'll introduce her in person.
Okay.
Thank you all. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress and when depleted, The body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I am with the beautiful Dr. Joseph Gallenberger as we are discussing Heaven is for Healing, the second part of a two-part series. Before we left, I told you I wanted to introduce somebody that was instrumental in this book being published. And at break, I was asking Joe, how long before Pete died did Pete talk about Pam Hogan? And Joe had said it was about 4 or 5 years before. And so on page 57, going back, we need to first introduce Pam Hogan because she, Joe, has been just the most amazing channeler, the most amazing conduit, if you will, between Pete and yourself, meeting at the Vail.
Yes, she's, when I first had contact with her, again, Pete had a first session, I had one, she didn't know me, she was in a, you know, different part of the country, it was on the phone, so there's no visual cues, and I just said, tell me what the most important message would be for my life. I didn't give her any background. She saw me with headphones on and different tones in each ear, which was a dead accurate description of the Monroe Institute hemisync and the meditations we do. And then she had me in chills and tears within minutes, giving me purpose of life information. And then she said, this is a verification thing. I'm going to tell you gold will go up 17 days straight. I think it was from this date to that date, which it never had done as I knew in its history, and it had been trending downward for years, and that happened. And then later I asked her, what are two good stocks? And they turned out to be the best stocks on the stock exchange that year. Then they said, now that we got your attention for verification, we want to talk to you about more spiritual matters. And they, you know, shifted focus. But even from the beginning, there was verification issues that she satisfied. I've been to many other mediums or channelers that were well-intentioned, but they seemed to me overly vague. And there's something we call a Barnum effect. You can say you get anxious sometimes, and sometimes you get depressed, and you're a real good person. Most people would agree with all three of those statements, but they're vague. They apply to everybody. She was very specific in her information.
And I want to point out here as well, this is where the verification, or, you know, to my listeners who are at least contemplating seeking out a medium or a channeler, take precaution. We spend so much money, Joe, on our houses and our cars, and yet we don't spend any time when we look for somebody who is going to be delving around in our heads.
Yes, you want to be, you know, the one of the things that struck me right off with Pam was total respect for your individuality, not trying to tell you to make any particular choice. and me feeling with high positive energy for almost a week after I talked with her, and in all my contacts with her over time, which has been many, being left with a very high positive feeling and a feeling of great individual freedom and dignity. When I looked recently, I think she has an 8-month wait for an appointment. She's, been doing this for a long time and has such a reputation that it's very different than going to a psychic fair and just sitting down with somebody who may or may not have skills.
And that is so key. The way that I do it usually is if I start getting that little inkling, like I'm kind of interested in something, it's interesting. If I'm on the right path, there'll be markers. And one person will say something, and then a couple days later, somebody, you know, 5 states away says the same thing. It makes me go, And so I want you to talk a little bit more about Pam Hogan. And you guys, it was interesting because Pete had recommended, and I want to ask you this question to see what your thoughts are on this, Joe, because with my son and husband taking their lives, it's almost as if our loved ones, and this is the place we can talk about this, you guys, because we already delved into the suicide in the first section last week. It's almost as if our loved ones prepare us and give us life rafts or give us life vests, because I feel that Pete introduced you to Pam in a way I can't say, but in a way, and you followed that. And look where it has led you. It's led you to a popular book. It's led you to healing beyond measure. And so
our lives interweave in various ways. And we mentioned last time, you know, the book is designed because of the tremendous loss after suicide to not be encouraging of suicide. We gave out the suicide hotline, which was 1-800-273-8255. But within the context of all life has value, every drop of experience is treasured, and all death leads to light. The dance we do with other people in body or out of body is really magical in terms of our connections and how we do help each other. To let the listeners know a little bit why we're focused on Pam, I began after his death to have many sessions with her about how he was doing initially after his death. Then after 20 years have gone by, seeing how it put me on a path to find out how to manifest positive things in your life, which is what most of my books are about and my CDs are about, I wanted to see how he's been doing on the other side in the last 20 years. And I was able to contact back with Pam, and she really described the system over there for assistance in healing with people after a suicide that can take a good while. So he was in some ways just coming out of very intense healing experiences 20 years later and be ready to begin to look at maybe having another life on this planet.
And what's interesting is that, and I'm going to go back a little bit, is Pam Hogan, you guys, is a channeler. And she actually uses a non-physical guide called Argo, ascending rays of God's oneness. And so when she speaks, and you'll read in Joe's book, she will 99% Argo says, or Argo is, you know, it's come, it's like, it's this spiritual energy that she is working with and through her giving Joe this information. But where I want to go for a moment, Joe, is it's going back to our belief systems, you guys, And it's interesting, but I do need to bring this up. First of all, Joe wanted to be a Catholic priest from the age of 5. I was born Roman Catholic Church and was one of the first girls or females allowed to stand on the altar in the 80s as what was called a Eucharistic minister. And then there's Pam Hogan. And on page 270, Joe, I'm going to read this before, we've got about 3 minutes, but I do want to read this, you guys, because I know that a lot of my healing came, and it's, Joe, it's just, we've overcome some of the set beliefs that we were all raised in. And you guys, I was raised that we had to be perfect and we couldn't let anybody see anything outside of the Norman Rockwell kind of painting. And so to sit here, you guys, as three people coming from a Catholic background, I just question, I mean, the church would consider me voodoo or witchcraft. Yet I have found, you guys, the most joy and the most peace. So how there is this yin yang, if you will, of what I was taught versus what I'm experiencing now to be my truth. And I want to say on page 270, when Joe, in his book, Heaven is for Healing, interviewed Pam Hogan, and he asks, with the Catholic background and then it happening to you directly, was there much need to say, well, is this real? And so she said, well, I questioned it, of course. So much of what Argo has taught me in this past 8 years just flew directly in the face of my traditional thoughts and my upbringing. Yet when I trusted, because I trusted what I felt and I moved with this, flying in the face of all of my upbringing, it brought me to the greater state of consciousness and peace, although through turmoil in the meantime. That's what takes courage. And Joe, I went through that turmoil, and I, in the book, you did too. This is going against everything that we were taught.
Well, it's weird because there might be something what the catechism and the priest would say, but if you look directly at biblical references and other deep spiritual thought, there is also thought compatible to what we were finding about, you know, love basically is the prime directive in the universe and that the healing's always available. But, you know, the standard be good or you will go to hell stuff, it didn't fit well with that. But it does fit well with more sophisticated religious thought.
And you even put on the back of your book that it, and you do such a great, you do such a great job by offering it, saying it's a complete antidote to the belief that suicides or anyone is punished for eternity. And so when we come back, you guys, I want Joe to go over some of the channeling, some of the things that Pam shared with him to give him more proof and then to go over the healing resources that Joe has to offer as well. So when we come back, you guys, thanks for joining us. Joe, thank you for being here and we'll be right back.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit DarcyPariso.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, This book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners, and it is our last segment. Joe, it's gone so fast again.
It always does, huh?
I know, and this was such an amazing show to put together, and this last segment, you guys, what Joe and I want to focus on is those people, in Joe's case, his brother, my son, and my second husband. There was an impulse. At that moment, they thought, I've got to remove myself from all this pain, or that I'm not good enough, or that the world would be better without me. So, Joe, if you can maybe lead us into a discussion, lead me into a discussion of at that point when that our loved one took their lives, what happens then?
Well, again, there's a big variety, Angela, from an impulsive teenager because I got a bad mark or a relationship went south, to somebody with decades of depression, to somebody who only has 2 weeks more to live with terminal cancer and just would like to end the pain early. And they're met on the other side with almost like a medical triage about what they might need. So the person with 2 weeks to live with cancer, what I'm getting, my impressions through Pam would be it may just take a few hours to dust off from the act of ending life a little bit early. For most, there would be a need for some healing, and that could be as extreme as to be put in a coma-like state for decades of earth time while they work on you unconsciously to get rid of some of the real strong negative healing ego things that might be involved, say with murder suicide. The average suicide, like my brother, if you will, they might find themselves, he still had a sense of humor. Boy, that was not the way to go. His energy was very scattered. He found the loved ones and helpers quickly. They put him into a rest state for a good while. Eventually, with great kindness and compassion and support, the person seems to need to look at their life. And if they had made different decisions, had stayed the length of their life without suicide, how things would have gone differently, how things they did have affected others. And they get a lot of emotional support going through that. then they may go, if they're intellectual, to a more classroom type of environment to learn almost the physics of love, including self-love. There's many different learning situations. Eventually, when the person feels prepared again, then they may look like, what are they going to do next? Including what we call simulated lives, where much like a lucid dream, a very vivid dream, you could go through and feel like you're having a life experience without having to take on a physical body. Because when we do that, it is pretty challenging. Our issues and our tribe's issues are encoded in our DNA. So my brother, for example, is going to do a few of these simulated lives first. He calls them Olympic training before he's going to come back into a physical body. Because he's not quite confident that he could handle that at this time yet.
You know what? And this we in your book talks a lot too about reincarnation. And let me just ask you this question, because Nicholas and like you had said, and Eben Alexander and the major scientists and physicists that I have had the pleasure of talking to, is we do have to believe in a reincarnation. And it makes sense, because then we're trying to prove that there, you know, that, or that we can blame something that's outside of ourselves. So let me ask you a question, Joe. Nicholas, okay, took his life, but when he was first born into this life, he almost died. So the pediatrician had said, we don't know if he's going to be paralyzed. You may not make it. We almost both died. Would that have been like coming into this existence as he wanted to come in too fast? Like he wasn't ready?
I don't really know, you know, because I don't know enough. That's a possibility. But sometimes people will adopt an experience like having a physical defect or mental defect, or having a crisis in terms of health, for many different kinds of reasons, usually very elegant reasons if one understands from a more spiritual point of view. And yet there's also free will. Somebody may decide to be coming in at a particular time, and parents have free will to love each other or be fighting or God knows what, you know? So I'm not quite sure. I don't tend to use the term past lives because I think time is an illusion. And so Monroe Institute and I also often will refer to it as other lives.
Okay.
Because from a spiritual perspective, there may be not linear time as we usually experience it. That becomes important in terms of when you go over there after a suicide, often the person says, gee, I thought this pain was endless. It was actually like a blink of an eye compared to spiritual life. And often so their goal might be before coming back again to learn endurance, learn trust, because whatever's going on here, it will end pretty quickly from a spiritual perspective. So if a person can hang in there, they can learn a lot while they're in body. And before too long, they'll be back out of body into a more timeless state, if you will.
Excellent. And you mentioned quite a few times Brian Weiss, who is the author of Many Lives, Many Masters. And you're absolutely right. There is that time-space continuum only here on this earth. So I like that. Thank you for mentioning that. Sure. And we only have 2 minutes, you guys, till we're done. And we didn't really get into, I really want you guys to go get, I would love it if you guys went and read, get Joe's book, Heaven is for Healing. You can get it on Amazon, and you can also get his CD, but he explains hell. Argo and Pam Hogan explain hell defined, that there is no eternal punishment. And Joe, if you can, we've got about 2 minutes. Tell us a little bit. Where can they go? What do you want people to do? And you've been wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. And yeah, if you go through heavenisforhealing.com to my website, there's a lot of tools that can help you in this life, whether there's been suicide in your life or not. But if you are healing from loss, there's a exercise I put together called Ocean Heart that can be very helpful to change that feeling of being brokenhearted after a great loss. You know, it's only $19 or something to get the CD or a download. It's worth doing to help your healing along. So go to heavenisforhealing.com. If you'd like the book there, if you get it from my site, it'll be signed by me, and get yourself this Ocean Heart CD with, and I think you'll find it a benefit. It's benefited quite a few people who say, I've never lost anybody by suicide, but I have lost people other ways, and still has helped me a lot to know what goes on the other side and how well and how loved we are on the other side.
Oh, Joe, what a beautiful way to end this segment. You guys, thank you so much. Thank you, Joe, for being my guest. All
my
of the
pleasure.
Insight and wisdom. And we are going to, I want you to come back because we've got more in this whole subject. So I hope you want to come back. But thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, my beautiful listeners. Until next time, thank you.
Thank you for listening to Beyond Grief Radio with Angie Corbett-Kuiper. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that creating anything is possible, even in death. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit AngieCorbettKuiper.com. That's AngieCorbettKuiper.com. See you next time.